The taxi industry allegations are not new. I raised it several times with SAP's leadership, not only nationally, but also provincially. The minister knew, and we mentioned it in Parliament. Whistleblowers kept on coming forward because internal channels had failed. Now, more than 20 members face criminal charges, more than 20 disciplinary charges, and at least 10 have already resigned. SAPs, especially in the Western Cape, need to explain who knew, who delayed action, and how far this conflict of interest really goes. We'll have to investigate this nationally too.